Nadim, really quickly on this slide, as we'll show you the link to the document in the next one, we propose a series of policies that look at the different roles of actors in the value chain can play, with the understanding that a lot of the policies that we can enact today will have indirect or direct benefits for intergeneration, for current and future generations. But what we in this guide, but what we did not take into account is kind of the time scale implications of that. And in the next panel, you'll hear from other parts of the RMYMG who's considering that more in depth. And this also sets the scene for what we can do later on for the next year for RMYMGs to dive further and deeper into this intergenerational component and diving deeper into the time scale implications of decision made today and the implications for the future. I think in terms of next steps, because we don't want this guidebook to just sit on the shelf and collect dust. So today it's published, but we want to make sure that we can socialize it widely. One of the reasons why we wanted to put this out in the first place is the first output of the RMYMG is to make this information more accessible to the younger younger audience and to collectively raise more awareness of the issues around resource management. We invite other regional economic commissions of the UN to join forces with us and to cater more contextualized outreach to the various regions and how we can bring bring together young professionals from those regions as well to join us in this work. And lastly, on mainstreaming, at COP28, we saw the triple double goal with the energy transition being kind of institutionalized, but the response, the impacts of that response measure on mitigation is not really clear, and the issue around resource management particularly touches on that. And at the session at COP28, we raised that, you know, the issue around critical minerals not really addressed in the space like the UNFCCC, and we'll continue to push that forward, because if not, there could be inadvertent consequences upstream for communities, and that's a violation of justice. So we'll stop there, and this is a big old QR code that you can scan to access the guidebook, which is also on the UNECE website. Thank you.
Thank you, Vadim and Jody, for